Baseball season, about 25% over. And some of us with teams that are 9 games under .500 might say that it's more than 25% over.
Put your hands up.
Everybody in this room.
Yeah, put your hands up. Phillies, Marlins, Giants. Oh, man. We're not doing good on this show. What are we going to do in the second half of this baseball season? Unless our team
Go with what you presented last year, and let's go to halves.
Exactly. Yeah, that would be so perfect. Oh, that would be great. See, this is we talk about baseball in kind of the quarters of the season. Memorial Day being like the end of the first quarter. Then you got the 4th of July. Then you got Labor Day. And then you get on to the end of the season. But what if it reset after halfway through? All our teams that are just done already, and let's throw in the Royals in there.
The Mets out of there, too, that were supposed to be decent this year.
Yeah, Mets, even the Pirates, they're not completely out of it, but they're only 4 under .500, so maybe it's like this would be the exact team that this would be great for. Like, reset it after halfway through. The champions of the first half of the league are guaranteed playoff spots, and we got to figure out some incentive for them to keep playing in the second half, but we can figure that out, and then the winners of the second half of the season get some playoff spots, and then away we go. This season's too long to have this many teams out of it for so doggone long of the season. So come on, we can do this. You shot it down last year.
I know it. Well, the Giants had the best record. I probably should have let it go because then I would have had the win of the first half.
Yes. Team would have been in the playoffs. But I don't even know what he's doing over there.
Biggest takeaway from the first half from you, Chris, is there a team out there that has excited you that you think is there to be the team to watch as we move forward? Because we've played enough games now where you have an idea of who's getting it done and who's not.
Hey, Houston, H-Town, the team that is 32-16 this year at a plus 57 run differential, 15-6 away from home. And not only Houston, because of their team, it's young. You know, Altuve is an exciting player, Correa, young talent. But the way that they've built this is a fascinating test case. People talk about the process in basketball, what the Sixers are doing, trust the process, and all these losses racked up, and the idea of it is so you can get the young talent, and then eventually that young talent becomes wins down the line, but it's a painful process to go through. But it might be a road to, at one point, getting a championship-caliber team. Without as much hype, the Astros really did take this road. They blew up their team. They had one of the lowest payrolls in baseball for a good chunk of it, despite being in a top 7 market, I think, in terms of population with a baseball city. Houston has a lot of people in it, but 2011, 106 losses. 2012, 107 losses. 2013, 111 losses. To the point where Houston was selling shirts at the time labeled process on them. And look what it's gotten. They were able to acquire a lot of young talent. They were able to rebuild their organization based on a lot of the advanced numbers and advanced scouting. They have Correa, who was a first-round pick. They have McCullers, who was a first-round pick. George Springer is a young player who they're able to acquire during this process. So, you know, people want to harp on what Sam Hinkie did with the Sixers as being something that I don't know if the jury's in or out of whether it was successful or not, but people say it's harmful for the game. People didn't say the Astros were harmful for the game when they were going through it, as there was one of 30 teams in baseball. But if you look at the results, it seems like it was pretty effective for them.
I think they're doing it because they have a lot of solid guys through the lineup. There's a lot of guys that are hitting .280 or better. They're not having somebody with a monster season so far on the offensive side. You have Dallas Keuchel on the pitching side that is, you know, right there with Clayton Kershaw as far as a guy that you can just count on every time he goes out. But you mentioned McCullers. He's 5-1. Keuchel is 7-0. This team is just, to me, solid from top to bottom. Texas is the only team that I think can get in the door with them in the West, even close. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to be home free. 4 out of 6 last year made the playoffs that led on Memorial Weekend. The numbers have been going down. They say the races have been closer. Making the playoffs, which includes a wild card, 76 out of 126 in the wild card era have made the playoffs leading Memorial Weekend. That's 60%. But in the last 11 years, that drops to only 43%. Mm. making the playoffs. Last time all six made it, 98.
So we'll have changes. It's just one quarter. We will have changes. But I want to get your take on Houston and team building. Is that something that is repeatable for other teams? Is that something that you think within baseball are people rooting against Houston because they threw away three seasons where they had more than 100 losses in all of them, 111 losses in 2013? They weren't fielding a competitive squad, last in the league in payroll, to where, like, is some of baseball resentful of them that they were allowed to quote-unquote tank while other teams had standards of we had to put out a competitive product?
I'm somebody about as old school as you get, and I have no problems with it. To me, when you get to the middle point of the season and your team is not looking like it's going to make it, you need to put people on the field. They're going to be good when you're good. Mm-hmm. Give them experience. And I think Houston did it. They restocked their farm system. I think one of the reasons Houston had to get bad is they were mismanaged by bad ownership for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And by not keeping the farm system stocked, by letting scouts go, they put themselves in a bad spot. And I think they realized that in order to get good, they had to bring talent up through the minor leagues because it's probably not going to be a huge free agent destination for the real big stars. And the way baseball is going, you don't see that many real A-listers get to free agent to change teams. I think the new ownership has done exactly the right thing. They've made the right calls. Sometimes you have to take a step back before you can go two steps forward.
I'm with it. Altuve is an example of a guy who got a lot of at-bats during that rough period of time, and you see what he's done with it. He wasn't some highly touted guy who has the profile of a great baseball player, but now he's one of the top guys because he was able to develop under those circumstances. So I find that to be pretty fun.
Other team in the American League, and we got a text from Rich in Caldwell. Says he's a Giant fan, but he likes the Yankees' young core. Judge, Hicks, Sanchez, thinks the Yankees are back. I think the Yankees are definitely one of the surprises. I had them making the playoffs, but I didn't have the Yankees being this good. I didn't think their pitching was good enough, and I still think in the end that's what's going to hurt the Yankees. They're going to have to buy some pitching at the break.
That division, you think, is going to come back up on them? Mm-hmm. Even the team at the bottom was Toronto right now, last in the AL East, and I think from a lot of people who know the game and know rosters, they were like, Toronto should not be this bad. Like, they're 500, so it's not like they're an awful team, but I thought that was a squad that we thought would be in contention of a playoff spot, at least, you know, not 7.5 games worse than the Yankees.
Before we go to the National League, I have no idea how Minnesota's ahead in the Central. None. Absolutely none. They've won 4 in a row. They're 2 games ahead of Cleveland, who I thought was going to win the American League this year. They're doing it with mirrors. I will be shocked if Minnesota makes the playoffs.
They only have a +4 run differential, and they have an under .500 record at home. I want to make one more point about the American League, and I know we don't have as much time here, but Mike Trout, we just went however long in a baseball talk without mentioning his name. Mike Trout is insane this year. Like, I don't know if people realize how crazy Mike Trout's season has been to this point. 344, 461, 753 slashing. That's a 344 average, 461 on base, 753 slugging. 15 homers, 35 runs batted in, 9 for 10 stealing bases while being an A-plus fielder. His pace is 49 home runs and 113 runs batted in. Leads the league in home runs, leads the league in batting average, leads in total bases, leads in on-base percentage, leads in slugging, leads on-base plus slugging. He is third in the American League in RBIs, which kind of tells you the flaw in that stat. What, is he the third best run producer in baseball? No, he's the best. It's just the lineup and the opportunities that he gets to drive in runs. He could win the Triple Crown this year and the Slashing Crown, which has only been done once since 1948. His WAR is 3.4, which Baseball Reference, his best ever. He's led the AL in WAR all 5 seasons. If he does it for the 6th straight year, there's only one guy in baseball who's led the league in WAR for 6 straight years. His name is Babe Ruth. Mike Trout is 25 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, this is ridiculous what he's doing. He's been a top 3 MVP candidate every year that he's played baseball. Career WAR of 51.9, which is better than 46 guys who are currently in the Hall of Fame. And again, he's 25.
And he's not going to see the playoffs again this year.
He is a monster, but at what point has a baseball player been this good but this irrelevant in the sports culture? I think it's an unheard of. Has baseball fallen off that much to where a guy can be this dominant in the sport and not really be one of the top athletes in the country.
And he's also playing in Los Angeles,
yeah,
which is unbelievable.
Like,
the Angels must be a non-factor.
For a lot of people, like, do you realize how good he is? Like, he is, like, almost Mount Rushmore-level baseball player. Mm-hmm. And baseball's been around for a long time. But he doesn't just be, he's not included in our conversations of the greatest athletes right now.
Quickly, National League, Colorado, we profiled them yesterday, best record in the league. I think the greatest question going through are going to be two teams, Washington and the Cubs. Cubs look like they're regaining themselves. They're now back in first place in the Central. I think they'll be there in Washington. Are they burning out their starting pitchers, and will they get a closer?
Yeah. When you have, what, the five pitchers who lead, who have the most innings per start in the National League, four of them play for the Nationals. And that, what are you doing to your staff? Are you doing that to them this early in the year? No need. No need to wear out the arms.
So we will check as the baseball season moves along, but quarter of the season in the books, and the three of us here on the show, Fish, Chris, and myself, we want to see things better in the second quarter of the season.
Let's do it.